This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Clayton Hester. Local businesses in the wake of the pandemic. With the damage done to the economy, small businesses face their own unique pressure, given the concern for safety and in-person shopping. I spoke to Elizabeth Haynes, Executive Director of Old Town Cape, about what the community is seeing and what role her organization is playing during this time.
In terms of our downtown Cape businesses, it has obviously been quite a challenging year. When the pandemic first presented itself in our area, there were just so many unknowns. It was a scary time for us all, but in particular for our local business owners, you know, it was a question of whether or not they were going to be able to keep their doors open or not. And unfortunately, many did have to shut their doors for a time. And upon reopening, then they had to deal with different restrictions and such. For example, restaurants were limited in the number of folks that they could have in, you know, in their restaurant at one time. And which, you know, that meant less revenue at the end of the day and presented staffing challenges, more people out of work. Bars, you know, kind of were in a similar boat as well. You know, with when the weather was warmer, it helped a bit because folks could sit outside at restaurants and bars. But, you know, with it getting cooler, that's presented more challenges because some folks are still not comfortable, you know, eating in restaurants or going to bars. Some consider that risky. With, you know, with our retail, with our antique shops and our boutiques and such, it's kind of been different challenges. With them, they've had some supply chain issues. Product that they normally have in, you know, this time of year, especially around the holidays, they were really struggling to be able to get some products at all. If not, we're facing some significant delays. So that was a challenge. And then, you know, there just was less foot traffic at times, especially early on when folks just didn't really know, you know, what to expect. And there were so many unknowns. So that was certainly an issue. We noticed a lot of unpredictability in patterns as far as foot traffic. So typically, and, you know, both across the board and in restaurants and bars and retail, there's some patterns. You know, certain days of the week, it's typically going to be busier than others. And even certain times of day, it'll be busier than others. But since the pandemic hit, those patterns have kind of gone out the window. So that's been challenging for all of our businesses as far as staffing. You know, when you don't know how many people are going to be in certain days, it's really hard to know how many folks to staff. And so there have been times where our businesses have been overwhelmed with business when they didn't expect to be on that particular time of that day of the week, and then and vice versa. So so that certainly has presented its challenges. That being said, I will say, you know, if you look for the silver linings, I think a lot of our downtown businesses used the time when either they were closed or there was less traffic to make some improvements to their buildings, which will help with the long term, you know, for their business models. In addition, making tweaks to their business models that they may have known for, you know, many years that they needed to do that would be great for the business, but there's never enough hours a day when you're an entrepreneur and there's just one of you. But they had the opportunity to kind of, or they were forced into necessity, out of necessity, you could say, to make some kind of tweaks to their business models that are really going to help the long-term sustainability of those businesses. We've also seen some kind of alliances and partnerships, some collaborations form between businesses that I think wouldn't have been otherwise, but again, will be really positive for the community and for the businesses going forward. So that's been neat to see. So despite the adversity and the challenges, there certainly have been some silver linings if you look for them, if you look for them closely.
And when it comes to local businesses, you know, with the kind of conversations that have been going on, I know when things were in a state of, you know, in a state of lockdown, one of the conversations was how, when it comes to the essentials and things like bigger businesses would be staying open and things like that, whereas smaller businesses might be under added lockdown restraints for any number of reasons. And when thinking about things like support that, you know, financial support that's coming in through during these times, are we giving enough focus and attention to local businesses in the kind of conversations we're having about, you know, supporting business and economic security during this time?
You know, there has been a lot of talk about supporting our small businesses during this time, which has been, you know, very encouraging to see. There has been, you know, government assistance made available to small businesses. Unfortunately, not all of our, I speak more to our downtown businesses, not all of them qualified for some of that assistance that was made available based on, you know, number of employees and staffing and those sorts of things. Many did, and many took advantage of the payroll protection program, for instance, and, you know, just, you know, low rates on small business loans and some of the things that did kind of come down the line for them. So that was very, very helpful for them. And I was glad to see that. Old Town Cape has really served as a role as an advocate in trying to have the seat at that table to, you know, to speak on behalf of our downtown businesses when all of, you know, all of these conversations are happening. And it has been encouraging to see the amount of attention and focus that has been, you know, directed towards Main Street, towards small business, towards our local businesses.
Yeah, could you expand upon that more, and what kind of things role Old Town Cape has played? You know, we mentioned advocacy. What kind of role is that?
You bet. So immediately when we realized that the impact of COVID was going to be so severe, you know, internationally, but here locally, we put everything else we were working on, all of the projects just went on the back burner, went on hold, and we completely dedicated all of our energy and focus to the economic vitality part of what we do as an organization, and that's supporting our downtown businesses in any way possible. So through that specifically, we immediately launched a COVID section on our website, which included resources relevant to, you know, small business owners, whether that was, you know, links to the PPP information, any small business assistance that was kind of coming down the pike we had there. We also were linking to different websites that were showcasing when different businesses were open, because there was a lot, especially at the beginning, there's a lot of confusion as to, well, who's even open, who's not, do they have different hours than normal, are they offering, you know, curbside to go, things like that. So we tried to, we partnered with some other local organizations, the Southeast Missourian, the Chamber of Commerce, Visit Cape, and we are trying to get all of that information out there and letting the business owners update that accordingly, and trying to promote that to the public. We also, as an organization, launched social distancing bingo, where we were encouraging the community to support our downtown businesses safely. So trying to bring attention to the fact that if you're not comfortable, you know, right now going into a restaurant, going into one of our downtown businesses, completely understandable, but there are other ways to still support them and help them keep their doors open and help feed their children, you know, through whether it's, you know, purchasing gift cards or ordering flowers or writing a good review on their website or their social media, those types of things. And then we were giving prizes for folks that shared receipts with us and that sort of thing. We created different videos highlighting different sectors of our downtown businesses that we then put out into the community to help promote our downtown businesses. When we were in lockdown right there at the beginning, we had, many of our downtown businesses were actually closed. We had many of our downtown business owners put together kind of a montage video telling the community how much they missed seeing folks in their businesses, and they can't wait till they can open their doors again and see them. So trying to think outside the box and be creative as much as possible to highlight our downtown business owners. We also hosted virtual meetings with folks that were able to share some relevant information. We had a banker, we had Jacob Paulson with the Small Business Development Center, just sharing about those resources, those PPP, how can we help? How can we tie you to resources that can help? Those types of things. In addition, we also had Old Town Cape had a fundraiser in October. You know, typically we have a seated auction for, you know, 250, 300 people, but we couldn't do that in its normal iteration. And so we thought, okay, given what's going on in our world right now, you know, we want to be able to raise money so we can continue to keep our own doors open so that we can help our downtown businesses. But how can we include them and showcase that part of our mission and help promote our downtown businesses? So we came up with an event, Revivify, that was kind of a hybrid in-person and live stream event where we did have an auction. Folks could come through. We also had live music. We were showcasing the vibrancy of art in downtown Cape. Then we also had downtown businesses across different sectors do demonstrations and do performances, whatever was relevant to their particular business model. And then we did interviews with downtown business owners too. So just a way to get the community, you know, that awareness that, you know, our downtown business owners are here. They are vibrant. They help make our downtown community what it is and our local community and get folks to support them. And we're proud we were able to surpass our fundraising goal in addition to highlighting our downtown businesses. So I say that 2020 was really the year of the pivot and of innovation. I think we were really trying to think outside the box throughout this and still are. How can we continually, you know, do what's best for our downtown community during, you know, this time of adversity? So that was really kind of our role: advocate, facilitator, resource, connector, all those types of things through the pandemic. It continues to be.
And so with the look of things currently as issues, you know, as we look at the issues around us, do we kind of expect it to continue? And I know, well, that as far as the future goes, it's a little bit murky for all of us right now, but you kind of expect with local, you know, economy and things, do you expect it to continue the way it is, or are we hoping it'll alleviate in the near future?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, you know, in talking with our downtown business owners, it's been really encouraging to see how much support the community really has given. You know, the community has really rallied around and support around our downtown business owners. Many of our downtown businesses over the last couple months, especially leading up to the holidays, which is typically, you know, the busiest season for them. Some of them have reported that it's been the record year for foot traffic and record year for revenue. Just for that fact, they've seen new clientele coming in when they've been chatting with them. You know, it's folks that typically do shop more at the big box stores, but they've realized that this year more than ever, you know, if we don't support local, these businesses won't be here next year when we want to go shopping. So they've seen a lot of new clientele and that new clientele as repeat business. So that's been really, really encouraging. You know, as you were alluding, none of us have a crystal ball to know exactly how things are going to go. I do feel like there's a sense that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, this really long, dark tunnel that we've all been in. There is a light at the end. You know, many people do plan to get, you know, the vaccines that are coming out, and many people feel that, you know, that's going to help us kind of reach some sort of normalcy at some point. I do think it'll be, you know, more towards the end of 2021, you know, the latter half to the last quarter where we'll see some sense of normalcy again. But I think leading up to that, I think things will continue, you know, to get incrementally a little bit better. And I'm very, very encouraged to see how our downtown businesses are thriving. Our local businesses are thriving during this time. And I'm very proud of them. They've been very resilient. And I'm very proud of our community as a whole that has really, as I said, rallied around them in support during this crazy time that we've all been experiencing.